A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw the large crowd that was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks and distributed them to those who were reclining and as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, he said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who has come into the world." Since Jesus knew they were going to carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. So do you ever get something extra in your lunch that you weren't expecting? Maybe like a treat or something. You opened your lunch up and it's like, "Oh, this is amazing. How do I thank my mom or my dad for this wonderful treat?" Well, that's kind of what happens sort of in today's gospel. The people were out. They were fed. They had all the stuff. I mean, it's like going to a great big barbecue. You have more than enough to eat. Everyone's sitting back going, "Oh, this is just so much. I couldn't have another bite." But they wanted to make sure that what was left over didn't go to waste. Well, that happens in our lives too with the Lord. The Lord comes and gives us not only what we need, but there's that little extra, that bonus, that surprise in your lunch, where you go out and go, "Oh, look at this. This is amazing. Wonder what I'll do with it." And that's the challenge today, to look at that little extra that we're given in our life and go, "I wonder what we'll do with it."